Chapter 3. Presence. Foundations of Army Leadership Presence. Demonstrating presence is more than just showing up and being seen, although both are important. The actions, words, and the manner in which leaders carry themselves should convey confidence, competence, and a positive example for others to emulate. Presence represents who leaders are and what they stand for. Every leader has presence. Unfortunately, some lose the respect and confidence of their subordinates because their presence provides little or no positive effect on others. Part of projecting a positive leadership presence is being comfortable in one's own skin. While leaders should understand that their subordinates are always observing how leaders carry themselves, they should also understand that subordinates can quickly tell the difference between leaders who are trying to portray themselves as something they are not. This often happens when a leader is new to a duty position or lacks experience. Remembering that most subordinates want their leaders to be successful is important. When they sense that their leaders are genuine, honest, and willing to learn by putting themselves into positions where they might risk a little embarrassment learning a new skill, their level of respect for a leader increases. Leaders able to do what they ask others to do, who can walk the talk, generate a positive reputation that contributes to their effective presence around soldiers. Through their presence, leaders show what they stand for and how they expect others to carry themselves. Leaders who routinely share in hardships and dangers have firsthand knowledge of what they are asking subordinates to do and show their subordinates that they are not above putting themselves at the same level of risk or discomfort. It assures soldiers that what they are doing is important. A leader's effectiveness is dramatically enhanced by understanding and developing the following areas. Military and professional bearing, projecting a commanding presence, a professional image of authority, calmness under pressure, and control over emotions. Fitness, looking like a fit, professional soldier, having the strength and endurance to lead others from the front, and being physically able to do what subordinates are expected to do. Confidence, projecting self-confidence and certainty in the unit's ability to accomplish the mission, able to retain composure and demonstrate calm through steady control over emotion. Resilience, demonstrating the physiological and physical capacity to overcome failures, setbacks, and hardship. Military and professional bearing. The Army expects all Army members to look and act as professionals. Skillful use of professional bearing, fitness, courtesy, proper military appearance, appropriate civilian attire, and professionally correct behavior in accordance with established Army standards sets the professional tone with which a unit functions. A professional military demeanor establishes credibility, sets expectations, and reduces organizational ambiguity. Consistent professionalism strengthens mutual respect among members of the team. Fitness. The Army's approach to holistic fitness reduces the risk of unnecessary harm during operations, while training, in garrison, and off-duty. Holistic fitness recognizes that individual well-being depends on interdependent areas, including physical fitness, resilience, training, individual spirituality, self-identity, beliefs, and life purpose beyond self, social interaction, positive connection with others, and physical, physiological, and behavioral health. Leaders promote policies and practices to maintain total fitness for themselves and their subordinates. Unit readiness begins with physically fit soldiers. Operations place physical, mental, and emotional demands upon the individuals conducting them. Physical fitness, while crucial for success in battle, is important for all members of the Army team in all environments. Physically fit people feel more competent and confident, handle stress better, can work longer, more effectively, and recover faster from hardship. Physical fitness is the cornerstone of combat readiness. The physical demands of leadership during repeated deployments or continuous operations can erode how well one thinks and emotional stability, both of which are essential to the effective decision-making required for sound leadership. Poor physical fitness multiplies the effects of stress, eventually compromising mental and emotional fitness. Operations in difficult terrain, extreme climates, or high altitudes require extensive physical conditioning. Once in the area of operations, leaders must continue efforts to sustain their own fitness and that of their subordinates. Preparedness for operational missions should be the primary focus of the unit's fitness program. The forward-looking leader develops a balanced fitness program that enables soldiers to execute the unit's most challenging missions. It is a leader's duty to stay healthy and fit, since the leader's decisions affect the welfare of the entire organization. Fit and healthy leaders motivate and challenge subordinates to become like them. Staying healthy and physically fit enables soldiers to cope with the psychological effects of extended operations. To maintain peak performance, leaders and soldiers need exercise, sufficient sleep, nutritional food, and adequate hydration. Health fitness includes having routine physical exams and keeping immunizations current, as well as practicing dental hygiene, personal grooming, and cleanliness when in the field during training and operations. Health fitness includes avoiding things that can degrade personal health, such as substance abuse, tobacco use, overeating, as well as overuse of caffeine, energy drinks, and other stimulants. Confidence. Confidence is the faith leaders place in their abilities to make decisions and take appropriate action in any situation, no matter how stressful or ambiguous. Confidence grows from professional competence and a realistic appraisal of one's abilities. A leader's confidence is contagious and permeates the entire organization. Confident leaders who help soldiers control doubt, reduce anxiety in a unit. Effective leaders temper confidence with humility, the understanding that no one is perfect, all-knowing, or always correct. Humility prevents overconfidence and arrogance. Resilience. Resilience enables leaders and their organizations to endure and ultimately prevail over hardship. Resilience and commitment to accomplish the mission is critical to overcoming adversity. Resilient soldiers can recover quickly from setbacks, shock, and injuries while maintaining focus on their jobs and the mission. Resilient leaders learn and grow from experiencing difficult situations. Leaders instill resilience and a winning spirit in subordinates through personal example and tough, realistic training.
Commanding presence. For 9 months, the commander conducted route clearance patrols with his subordinate platoons. Nearly every day, his platoons received direct fire as they found and neutralized hundreds of improvised explosive devices that endangered friendly forces using the roads. A change of command occurred, and the commander went to brigade staff. The new commander quickly endeared himself to his subordinates as he patrolled daily, sharing risk and hardship. The new commander and his driver were killed in action. The unit, nearing the end of their tour, struggled with the deaths of their teammates. The former commander spoke to the brigade commander and explained that he was the best officer available to bring the unit home. The brigade commander supported him. He resumed command of the company and continued operations. The former commander could have suggested that the next engineer captain in line deploy the company home. However, understanding the unit and the situation, he assessed correctly that the unit had experienced enough turmoil. He returned knowing that he was placing himself back into harm's way. All of the soldiers in the company knew the risks, and their morale improved because they trusted his demonstrated competence, judgment, and courage.